Ta. Ta. Chittam.
Chittam.
Samadhatam.
Samadhatam.
Na shaknushi.
Na shaknushi.
Mai.
Mai.
Stiram.
Stiram.
Abhyasa yogina.
Abhyasa yogina.
Tato.
Tato.
Mam.
Mam.
Ichaptam.
Ichaptam.
Dhananjaya.
Dhananjaya.
Atha chittam samadhatam.
Atha chittam samadhatam.
Na shaknoshi mai sthiram.
Na shaknoshi mai sthiram.
Abhyasa yogena tato.
Abhyasa yogena tato.
Mam ichaptam dhananjaya.
Mam ichaptam dhananjaya.
Atha chittam samadhatam.
Atha chittam samadhatam.
Na shaknoshi mai sthiram.
Na shaknoshi mai sthiram.
Abhyasa yogena tato.
Abhyasa yogena tato.
Mam ichaptam dhananjaya.
Mam ichaptam dhananjaya.
Translation. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me.
Arjuna, баялаг байдлын эзлэг шимнээ. Чи ухаанаа надад байнгад хэлбэрлэл гоёлтгүйгээр төвлөрүүлж чадахгүй байвал Бхакти Йогын зохицуулагч орчмуудыг давж мөрд. Тэгснээр чи надад хүрэх хүслийг өөртөө төрүүлж чадна.
Perfect. In this verse, two different processes of Bhakti Yoga are indicated.
Энэ шүлэгт Бхакти Йогын хоёр өөр арга замын талаар яригдж байна.
The first applies to one who has actually developed an attachment for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by transcendental love.
Эхнийх нь Бурхны дээд бодлол Кришна трансцендентал хайраар хэдийнэ татагдсан хүмүүст.
Yes, here we have to go back to the previous verse.
Тэгээд үүнийг ойлгохын тулд өмнөх шүлгийг
нь
сонгож байна.
This is now the first category of Bhakti Yoga.
Энэ бол Бхакти Йогийн эхний ангилал.
When the devotee factually develops some love for Krishna.
Энэ бишлэн одоо Бурхныг хайрлах харин хэсгэн хайрыг өгч үзэв.
Lord Krishna states this in the previous verse.
Өмнөх шүлэгт үүнийг батлан өгч байна.
Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me. Thus, you will live in me always, without doubt.
Өөрийн ухаанаа Бурхны дээд бодгол надад зүгээр л төвлөрүүл. Өөрийн оюунаа бүхэлд нь над руу чиглүүлж хандвал. Ингэснээр чи өргөлж миний дотоодд амьдарч орших болно. Үүнд ямар ч хэрэгцээ байхгүй.
So that is not possible without developing some love for Krishna.
Энэ Кришнад ямар нэгэн одоо хайрыг хөгжүүлэхгүйгээр ямар ч боломжгүй.
To always think about Krishna.
Түүнийг бодох нь ямар ч боломжгүй.
Just like an ordinary life.
Зүгээр л нэгэн амьдрал.
If I don't have some special attachment or actually love for someone,
бихийн нэгэнд одоо маш хүчтэй татагдал одоо хайр байхгүй бол,
maybe I hardly know you.
Одоо би таныг бараг танихгүй гэж магадгүй.
Not possible to think about you the whole day.
Танихгүй бол таныг би өдөржингөө бодож чадахгүй шне.
But if some young girl falls in love with a young boy,
хэрвээ нэг залуу бүсгүй залуу хүүнд тулах юм бол,
thinking whole day and whole night,
өдөржингөө шинжингөө түүнийг бодно.
All the time thinking.
Үргэлж түүнийг бодсоорлаа.
About this boy.
Тэр хүүний талаар бодсоорлаа.
And even the eating reduces.
Идэж уух нь багасаа.
The mother's one, what is happening to you? You're sick.
Ээж нь ингээд гайхаад, чамд юу тохиолдож байна? Чи өвчтэй байгаа мó гэж асан.
She sits in the kitchen.
Гартандаа суугаад.
In front of the table.
Гартаны ширээн дээр суугаад.
Looking through the table.
Бүр одоо ширээгээ нэрт ингээд харчна.
The mother's wondering, what is wrong with you?
Ээж нь гайхаад, чамд юу тохиолдож байна гэж гайх.
Nothing.
Юу ч хэлэхгүй яарач.
Always thinking about this boy.
Never who knew what's on.
So Rupa Goswami states,
Rupa Goswami ata geçti.
It is like that.
İyi bir geçti.
When one develops love for Krishna.
Bitner Krishna tercihleri kucuksun bol.
That kind of attachment.
İyi tatlı.
Between young girl, young boy, now you elevate us to the transcendental platform, pure.
In zaluk ugun zaluk ata akni in harik transcendental turşunda ata deşinge tatacağım bol.
You constantly think of Krishna. You cannot think about anything else.
Krishna bende durmuş bol. Ne olur dedim tariyle sabat çatık ol.
That's the first category of pure Krishna consciousness.
İn az tür Krishna ile hamsri ihniyini denkliğine.
Which Prabhupada explained here in the beginning.
In Prabhupada tadırta tadırhaşın tadırsmena.
And the other is for one who has not developed an attachment for the Supreme Person by transcendental love.
Харин нөгөн өөрсдөө бурхны дээд бодгол трансцендентал хараар тулан татгалыг хараахан хөгжүүлж амжаагүй байгаа хүмүүс зориулагдсан.
They follow the rules, regulations. They have faith. Shraddha, some faith, some trust in Krishna consciousness is there.
Тэр дүрм журмын баримтлалтыг тэр Кришна дэх тодорхой хэмжээний тийм итгэл байдаг.
Good philosophical understanding is there.
Гоо ханыг болохоор сайн ойлгосон байдаг.
But not yet raga, attachment, love for Krishna is not yet developed.
Харин рага буюу тэр хайр татгалзах арай хөгжиж амжаагүй байдаг.
They follow rules, regulations because they know I will benefit.
Тэр дүрм журмуудыг надад одоо хэрэгтэй гэсэн байдлаас дараж мөрддөг.
It will be good punya, the pious. It is pious activity, very good for me.
In the point of view, they know that they are required.
And they feel relief from material suffering.
The material thing is often at the end of the anger church.
Chaturvida, Bhajanti, Mam. The four people who have different motivations to come to Krishna consciousness.
Krishna ke ohamsar durum oor zorlogor irdeg khums bidag.
The one who is suffering, material suffering.
Нэгэн болохоор материалын зовлонтой.
He is looking for relief.
Ямар нэгэн ангичлийг хүсч байдаг.
He approaches Krishna.
Тэгээд Кришнад хандаг.
A one who is in need of money, wealth.
Тэгээд мөнгө болон одоо эд байлаг хэрэгтэй тийм үү.
Like that thief.
Чи тухайч.
Anyway, first finish the other two. Need of money and someone who is curious.
And there is an сонирхолтой сонирч хүмүүс.
What is this Krishna consciousness all about? What is it?
Krishna consciousness гэж юу юм бэ? Юуны тухай тийм байж.
Looks interesting, sounds interesting.
Сонирхолтой харагдаж байна, сонирхолтой санагдаж байна.
And one who is philosophically inclined.
Харин нөгөөхөн болохоор бүр философийн үүднээс ингээд татагдсан тийм.
Is factually looking for the absolute truth.
Тэр яг баримттай тийм үү? Яг төлөв үннийг ирж хайж байгаа тэр.
So these four categories, chatur, four, they approach Krishna.
Энэ дөрвөн төрлийн хүмүүс Кришнад ханддаг.
And one who's in need of money, there's one story.
Тэр мөнгө хэрэгтэй байгаа, нэг мөнгө хэрэгтэй байгаа тэр хүн, тэр хүний талаар тийм нэг зүг байдаг.
It is factually a very long story.
Яг үндин маш short дөх.
Will take 2 hours to tell the story.
Энэ нэг их хинтэд 2 цаг шаардлага.
Beautiful story.
Маш сайхан дөх.
But Srila Prabhupada told that story in a short way.
Srila Prabhupada din tuhi masha me bagin honar hilsin dedi.
His name was actually Govardhan.
Uni niri Govardhan gedin.
Govardhan, he was a thief.
Tir Govardhan gedin hulaj hilsin.
Always looking where to steal, where to steal.
Hana sotas koi, hana sotas koi, gich bayan et bozdu gilsin.
And then one day he heard about Krishna.
Tir nigu tir Krishna gedin tlar tulsin.
Krishna in Vrindavan.
Vrindavanda Krishna gedin tlar.
And he is the son of Nanda Maharaj.
Тэр бол Нанда Махараджийн хүү юм байна.
And Nanda Maharaj is very, very wealthy.
Нанда Махарадж маш баян гэж тийм юм гэж дуулсан.
So the small Krishna, small boy Krishna, he's always wearing very valuable jewels and the bangles and gold and the crown.
Тэгээд тэр бяцхан Krishna маш өндөрт тийм одоо чимглэлүүд өргөсөн байдаг гэдэг дуулсан.
So the thief governor thought, oh, that's an opportunity.
Тэгээд за надад одоо боломж харлаа гэж бодсон тэр Говард хаанлаач.
So they told him about Vrindavan.
Тэгээд түүнд Vrindavan талаар ярьж өгсөн.
And he should remember this name Shyamasundar.
Тэгээд Шама Сундар гэдэг үг тогтох хэрэгтэй гэж хэлсэн.
Which when Davan you ask for the Shama Sundar, where's the Shama Sundar?
Тэгээд Davan дочод Шама Сундар гэдэг үг хаа байна гэж асуух хэрэгтэй.
Another name for Krishna.
Энэ бол Кришнагийн өөр нэг нэр.
But his intelligence was not, his memory was not very good.
Гэхдээ тэр булаачийн одоо ухаан нь тийм ч сайн байгаагүй ойлголт нь.
He went on his way and then he forgot which place, what was it?
Тэгээд замдаа явжод хааш явчихна гэж лээ, ямар газар гэлээ гэж.
What was the name? He returned again.
Yeah,
what was his place again?
It's
a Vrindavan, Shama Sundar.
Shama Sundar.
He went again. Again he forgot. Again he returned. I cannot remember, what is it? Then they told him, okay, just repeat constantly. Vrindavan Shama Sundar, Vrindavan
Shama Sundar. Vrindavan Shama Sundar гэж байнг ингээ хэлээд яваадаа гэдээ явасан.
He went on his way, Vrindavan Shama Sundar, Vrindavan Shama Sundar, Vrindavan Shama
Sundar. Vrindavan Shama Sundar, Vrindavan Shama Sundar гэж яваадс.
He already became a little bit purified.
Нэрийн жишээс өчрөөс аль хэдийн ингээ жоохон ариусцсан.
But still he was determined.
Тэгээд бас нөө юм хусаалын гэдэг шийдэн.
He was asking the people, you know, Shama Sundar, where is he? How can I see him?
And
they also told him that you should bring some butter mixed with mishri. Mishri is palm sugar. Sugar from the palm tree.
Because
this mixture, some pure butter mixed with this palm sugar, this is one of Krishna's favorite.
And тэр нэг цэвэр цэцгийн тас дээр нэг тэр ингээд одоо эсэн чихрийг одоос гараад явсан эсэн чихрийг ингээд нэмчих юм бол маш гоё амттан болдог гэнэ. Түүнд одоо Krishna маш их дуртай гэж.
So they told him, if you give this to this boy Krishna, he will give you anything.
Бүгний чи Krishnaд өгчих юм бол Krishna тэр хүсэн юм чи өгнө.
This was his plan.
Anyway,
then one day they told him, you have to wait at a particular place, and then when Krishna returns with all the calves, the other cowherd boys, on this particular road from the pasturing grounds, you will see him. But how can I recognize him? Oh, he has a very unusual dark blue skin. Just like a fresh dark rain cloud. And he's wearing a peacock feather in his
head.
And he's playing on his flute. Then you know this is
Shama Sundar.
So just patiently wait here behind a tree. So he had this preparation for Krishna. And he was waiting behind a tree. And then, at one point from a far distance, he could see the dust which was being raised from the hooves of the calves.
Dust cloud.
But he could not see, it was dust.
Then
he could hear the laughter of young boys.
And the
sound of the flute. Beautiful. Playing the fifth note. Even in music theory, the fifth note is considered to be a perfect note. So he was so enchanted by that sound.
And
then through the dust cloud, he could see the peacock feather of Krishna.
тэр одоо тоосон дундаас Кришнагийн тэр тоосон үгийг олж харсан.
Then he knew, oh, this is Shyama Sundar.
Тэгээд оо энэ Shyama Sundar шүү дээ.
So when Krishna came close enough,
тэгээд Кришнаг одоо хангалттай ойрхон ирэхэд
he stepped forward.
Тэгээд уршиж очоод
he said, "Are you Shyama Sundar?"
Чи Shyama Sundar уу гэж асуусан.
Then Krishna looked at him. Krishna looked at him.
А Кришна түүнд хараад
and he said, "And you are Govardhan." And you brought something for me? Okay. So then Krishna is very straightforward. He said, "Your name is Govardhan. Govardhan means hill."
Чиний нэр Говардан гэдэг, Говардан гэдэг маань одоо уул гэсэн.
Because your heart is very hard, like a rock.
Yeah, чулуутай тий. Ягаад гэвэл чиний одоо зүрх чинь маш хатуу юм байна, чулуу шиг.
I know what your intention is.
Би чамайг яах чааг мэдчихэ.
Говардан already felt red cheeks.
Говардан шиг ингээд хатар нуулаад ингээд доошоо удаа.
But then Krishna pacified him.
Тэгээд Кришна түүнийг таашгүйсэн.
You brought something.
He
said, yeah, this is a butter, fresh butter mixed with mishri. But then Krishna said, well, I don't know what you mixed into it. So Krishna took that butter and put something in the mouth of Govardhan. You eat first. In this way, Krishna gave Mahaprasad.
He
became more purified.
And
then Krishna watched, oh, nothing is happening. Then I can also eat. Krishna accepted the offering of Govardhan. He became more purified. And then Govardhan mentioned that you're such a nice young boy. And you have such beautiful decorations. So many. Would you mind to give one to me, your
friend?
And then Krishna said, no, this is not a good idea. My mother will be so angry. You cannot imagine. And Govardhan again he tried. But at least something, maybe some, you know, ring, you have such a nice ring. Again Krishna said, no, not a good idea. But Govardhan tried again and again. And then at one point Krishna said, okay. But you have to be very, very quick. You have to take all my crown, jewel, everything, but do it very, very quick. Otherwise mother will come and then you will be finished. So Govardhan took the crown. The pure golden crown. And he was so happy. And he wanted to go. And Krishna said, well, come on, where's your intelligence? See my nose ring? This is so much more valuable than this crown. This nose ring, it is famous. Krishna is wearing a nose ring. That ring is a pearl. And this pearl is from the skull inside of an elephant. Extremely rare. Now out of millions of elephants,
мянган мянган зарнаас
maybe one has such a pearl
сайн сайн зарнаас нэг нь тийм одоо судан суд байж магадгүй нэгнийх нь хэрэг тийм суд байж магадгүй
is it the gender of Iman is so valuable and Lord Krishna he's wearing this
өнөөдөр гендер гэхдээ энэ бол маш их үнцэнтэй тэр Кришна мөний зүйтэй байсан
so can you take this is so much more valuable
үнийг авчиж энэ наднаас илүү үнэтэй шүү дээ үнэтэй шүү дээ
okay thank you
that's why I'm saying
but now I want to go now
yeah I'll be fine
no look at my necklace
миний хүснээ зүйтэй гараад
you cannot even imagine how valuable that is
энэ ямар үнцэнтэй байх чи төсөөлөхгүй
So in this way he gave everything gradually more and more.
Иймэрхүү байдлаар түн бүх зүйлээ өгчсөн.
And then at the end, Lord Krishna convinced Govardhan about the value of his foot belts, ankle belts.
Төгсгөлд нь ингээ шагааныхан одоо хонхны одоо үнцний талаар одоо итгүүлсэн.
Small golden belts.
Маш одоо бицхан жижигэн тийм
studded with the most precious gems.
Тэгээд нөө маш ингээд үнцэнтэй тийм одоо чулуугаар ингээд гойсон байсан.
But Govardhan had to untie this ankle band.
Тэр нөө одоо хөлн дээр дагаад тэр одоо хонхын ахын тул тэрийг нөөр ингээд гараараа тайлах хэрэгтэй болсон.
But it was very difficult.
Энэ бол маш хэцүү байсан.
Because Krishna is always dancing so much and he's losing his ankle bands all the time.
Krishna байнг бүр жилээд исэн болохоор тэр ингээд тайлах чадвар ингээд алдаадсан.
So Mother Yashoda, she uses a very special nut.
Тэгээд Yashoda ээж болохоор маш ингээд ховор тийм ингээд цогж ашигддаг байсан.
It's very difficult to open.
Тэгээд нээхэд маш хэцүү.
So Govardhan tried and he always slipped and touched the lotus feet of Krishna with his hand.
Тэгээд одоо тэрийг одоо нээж чагаад Кришнагийн бодон хаа үлмэд нь хүрцэн.
When he touched the lotus foot of Krishna,
Кришнагийн бодон хаа үлмэд хүрсэн чинь
he became completely purified.
Тэр чинь дайрсан.
He didn't want anything anymore.
Тэр өөр юу ч авахгүй.
He said, "Look at Krishna."
Тэгээд Кришна руу хараад,
"Krishna, what happened? Why you look so strange?"
Кришна өөр нь хараад, "Чи юу хараад? Яг юу юм хараад байгаа?"
He said, "No, I don't want anything anymore."
Тэр өөрөө юу ч өөр юу ч хүсэхгүй, өөр юу ч авмаар.
You thief, why you so sentimental?
Чи бас болгаач тийм юунд нь тийм сэтгэл санаагаараа адиуваа та өрөвдөд.
No, I don't want anything.
Үгүй эгүй би юу ч авахгүй.
I want to give everything back to you.
Бүх зүйлээ чамд зааж өгмөр.
And Krishna said, no, keep it.
Үгүй эгүй надад өөр таа.
Govardhan argued, no, I'm the owner.
Үгүй эгүй.
You gave it to me.
Үгүй эгүй би
бол the owner.
Чи энэ бүгдийг надад өгсөн шүү дээ. Би энэ бүхний эзэн.
And I can do with it what I please.
Тэгээд эднэрээр би юу гэхээ би өөрөө мэднэ.
The Krishna was defeated.
Krishna тэгээд ялагдсан юм дий.
Okay. Give it back to me.
Заа, түлц цаадан.
Give it back to me.
Цаадан өгч.
But do it quick. Dress me quick.
Тэгээд үүнийг бас хурцан хийгээ. Намайг хурдан хийлээ.
So Govardhan gave all the decorations back to Krishna.
Krishna-гийн бүх чимэглэлийг цаадад өгч.
And he dressed Lord Krishna with so much devotion, so much love.
Кришна маш их чимшил хайраар түүнийг хувцалсан.
That Mother Yashoda immediately recognized.
Тэгээд Yashoda ч түүнийг шууд таньсан.
Who dressed you like this?
Хин чамаг ингэж хувцлаа вэ?
I have one friend, Govardhan.
Говардхан нэг найз байдığım аа.
And why don't you invite him home?
Тэд түүнийг яаг гэртээ өрөөх юм бэ?
He's a little bit eccentric. A little bit eccentric. So in this way, Govardhan, he met Krishna every day for 1 week for 7 days. They were exchanging, joking words with so much love and devotion. But then after 7 days, this Govardhan, he could not restrain his ecstasy anymore. He just left his
work.
And went back home to Goloka
Vrindavan.
So it's such a nice story.
Now,
whatever our material motivations might be, why we come to Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter.
Бид нэр ямар ч зорилгоор Кришнагийн ухамсарт ирсэн тийм ч хамаатай биш.
We just have to make sure we stay in touch, in contact with Krishna always.
Бид нэр Кришнатай байнгад өргөжид одоо холбоотой байх нь чухал.
By chanting Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna mantra татан уншиж.
Hearing about Krishna.
Кришнагийн тухай сонсож.
And so on. And gradually we also we will become more and more purified. Then we will at one day forget our motivation why we came. Bhakti yoga is the purification of the senses.
Bhakti yoga нь мэдрэхүйг ариусгах зам юм.
At the present moment, in material existence, the senses are always impure, being engaged in sense gratification. But by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, these senses can become purified, and in a purified state, they come directly in contact with the Supreme Lord.
Гэхдээ бахтигийн тусламжтайгаар бид мэдрэхүйгээ ариусгаж болох бөгөөд тэгж ариуссан цаг бид бүхнийдээ бурхантай шууд холбогдох болно.
In this material existence, I may be engaged in some service to some master, but I don't really lovingly serve my master.
Материалын ертөнцид бид бүхэн хин нэгний эзний албанд зүтгэж байдаг. Гэхдээ хайраар биш.
I simply serve to get some money.
Зөвхөн мөнгө олох үднээс л
And the master also is not in love. He takes service for me and just pays me. So there's no question of love. But for spiritual life, one must be elevated to the pure stage of love. That stage of love can be achieved by practice of devotional service performed with the present senses.
That
pure love does not really exist in this material world.
There's
always some motivation at some point. As long as I am satisfied, I will love you. But if I'm not satisfied anymore, then the love is gone. It is said that the most unselfish love in this world is the love between mother and child. Even in the middle of night, mother doesn't care. She just gets up to feed the child. No expectation for herself. Everything just for the child. But how long does that last? At one point, child grows up. And then mother expects something. You should go to that school, you should, you know, learn that profession, you should.
Expectations.
And if the child protests, no, I want something else, then the love of mother changes. But pure love, without any motivation whatsoever, selfish motive whatsoever, all the time, that only exists on the spiritual platform between the living entity and Krishna. That's the only pure love which exists. And by engaging in devotional service and Krishna consciousness, one gradually that love will come out, will manifest.
Кришнагийн ухамсар чинь биш хэлийн үйлчлэл хийснээр энэхүү хайр хөгжим хүчтэй юм аа.
Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Shatra Kabunoi. It's already in the heart of every living entity.
Энэ зүйл бол аль хэдийн хүн бүрийн зүрхэнд оршиж идэг угаасаа.
Like the fire is already in wood.
Гал аль хэдийн одоо одон дээр байдаг шиг.
You know?
Гал модон дээр байдаг шиг мэдв үү?
This is the sun energy.
Энэ бол одоо нарны энерг.
Take the match.
Одоо шүтэн зураад.
Зурхаар
шууд гал үүсдэг.
This is like Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare
Krishna. Mantra on shashna mod negit utur inge gal asna.
It will come up.
Negit utur garaad ir.
But it takes time.
Ikhtin hokht, in muund hukhtsa irgitay.
Because we are in this, in contact with mother nature since time immemorial.
Bid nir deir uyes timu. Ир цагаас хойш ин материал ертөндөстэй ингээд холбогдсон байгаа.
We will not get purified like this.
Бид нэр ийм хорхон зур ингээд ариусах боломжгүй.
Our attachment to this body, to this world is so strong.
Энэ ертөндөд татагдсан татагдал, биендээ татагдсан татагдал маш хүчтэй бидний.
It looks often impossible.
Бараг л боломжгүй мэт байдаг.
To become fully detached from this world, love for Krishna is like a dream.
Энэ ертөнцөөс аварч тэгээ Кришна хайрлах нь бараг л боломжгүй мэт санагддаг. Яг л мөрөөдөлч юм шиг.
But we should not give up.
Гэтэл бид нэр фоч үхээсгүй.
Like the example of water.
Яг энэ усны жишээ шиг.
Stone rock.
Маш хатуу чулуу.
Small drop of water. At one point it makes a hole in the rock.
Антиг атны жижигэн жижигэн тусаал ингэ туссаар агаад юм уу ингэ дүүрдэг.
In the beginning, impossible. You take water and you have a rock, make a hole.
And тэгээд нэг чулуун дээр ингээд ус тусаагаад одоо түнд ингээд нүх үүснэ гэдэг бол эхэндээ боломжгүй. Эхдээ тусаагаад байх юм бол ингээд тусаагаад нүх үүсгэе.
I give you a little water and a rock, make a hole with the water.
Тэгээд би танарт нэг чулуу өгье, тэгээд ус өгье, түнд түүнийг одоо түнд дотор нь нүх үүсгээд хий гэж өгвөл.
No problem.
Энэ боломжгүй.
But every day drop, you know, so many times during the day drop.
The water of one year in the tusagal akh bol.
That makes a hole eventually.
In tiij avsar nokh usne.
Another example, nice example.
Ur nik saikhan dogon.
There was a crow.
Nik hire besen.
You know, bird. It's like crow. Very thirsty.
Mash ik tsangts.
And then there was a container.
Nik agol khosen.
There was a little water
at
the bottom, but the crow could not reach, it was
too deep.
So it seemed to be impossible.
But
the crow was determined. It flew away, took a little pebble, you know, pebble from the ground, a little
stone,
flew back.
Бүтсэжнисээ
through inside.
Тэгээд тэр дагуулах дотор хийгээд бүтсэжнисээ
надад.
Тэгээд тэгж явсаар байгаа.
So by doing that,
ингэснээр
gradually the water raised.
Ингэснээр тэр ус найж майж мараа нэг дэжсэн.
Then at one point, at a long time it was, then the crow could reach and drink.
Тэгээд урт хугацааны дараа тэр ус нээжсээр хагаад хэрэний хурч чадах хэмжээнд хүрсэн.
The spiritual master of Vyasadeva.
Авьяасдэвгийн номын багш нь
give one nice example.
Нэг сайхан түүх өгсөн.
Kusha grass. He gave the example of Kusha grass.
Kusha grass in the chick is.
Kusha grass is a blade of grass.
Kusha grass.
It's a very, very thin blade of grass, long.
In masha the нарийнхан тийм урт.
And at the end it is pointed like a needle.
Тэгээд үзүүр нь болохоор яг л нэг зүүн үзүүр шиг.
He said you take this blade of grass, kusha grass, you take.
Тэгээд энийг ингээд энэ одоо үсгийг бариад.
And then with this needle pointed end, try to empty an ocean.
Аа тэгээд тэр үзүүрээр нь тийм үү далайг ингээд хаослох гэж оролдоод үзтэй гэх.
He said this determination we must develop.
Тэгээд ийм тийм шийдэмгий цан гэдэг юм шийдмгийн төлөв байдлыг бид нэр хөгжүүлэх ёстой.
Тэгээд
үзүүртэй түүнийг түүгээр одоо далайг хаосл гэж
үзсэн. He said this determination we have to develop.
Ийм шийдмгийг байх хэрэгтэй.
To practice Krishna consciousness.
Кришнаг хамсыг хөгжүүлэхтэй.
It looks impossible.
Баруун боломж юу юм та.
But we have to be determined.
Бид нэр шийдмгийг байх хэрэгтэй.
Then what will happen?
Тэгвэл юу болох вэ?
Krishna will help.
Krishna тохиолдоно.
And if Krishna will help, then what is impossible?
Krishna was чи юу боломжгүй лээ.
He can do anything possible.
Тэр бүх зүйлийг хийж чадна.
With Krishna's help.
Krishna-гийн тусламжтай.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And any thoughts? Any thoughts means is somebody thinking?
He's asking about Krishna's flute. Why is he playing flute? And why is he playing? Why there's a peacock feather on the head?
Because he likes it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Krishna
is a person.
Krishna is whom? But what?
See, Krishna is the last word of the absolute truth.
Krishna бол төлөвлөлийн үнний хамгийн сүл чинь.
He is the cause of all causes.
Krishna бол бүх учир шалтгааны учир шалтгаан.
If you ask why,
хэрвээ та нар яагаад гэж асуух юм бол,
then there must be another cause, a cause behind Krishna. There must be cause, another cause.
Хэрвээ бид нар яагаад гэж асуух юм бол, Krishna-гийн цан дахиад нэг учир шалтгаан.
But Krishna's already the last cause.
Тэгэхээр Krishna бол аль хэдийн хамгийн эцсийн учир шалтгаан.
So you cannot ask Krishna why. What caused Krishna to play the flute?
Ямар учир шалтгаанаар Krishna тэр симбиг үлдээх юм бэ?
No, Krishna is a cause.
Үгүй, Krishna бол учир шалтгаан.
He's a cause of all causes. There's nothing behind, beyond Krishna.
Тэр бол бүх учир шалтгааны бүх учир шалтгаан. Krishna-аас цаашаа өөр учир шалтгаан гэж байхгүй.
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Krishna бол хамгийн дээдин дээд ташаан гэж.
Whatever he does, it is out of joy, transcendental joy.
Түүний хийж байгаа бүх зүйл нь трансцендент баяр байсан зүйл.
So that's the answer because Krishna likes it. Krishna enjoys it.
Энэ бол хариулт нь яагаад гэвэл Krishna дуртай. Krishna таалагддаг.
And a peacock feather also that's eternal. Krishna is eternally wearing a peacock feather.
Тэр тогсны үлд бол мөнх. Тэр Кришна тэр тогсны үдийг мөнхөд зүүдэг.
But in Lord Krishna's pastimes.
Тэг бурхан Кришнагийн одоо 6 наадам.
When he was a small boy, he didn't have yet a peacock feather.
Тэр нэг жоохон байхдаа тэр тогсны үдтэй байгаагүй.
When he manifested his pastimes on this earth.
Энэ дэлхий дээр одоо 6 наадам өрнүүлж байхдаа.
But Krishna, he saw the peacocks.
Тэгэд Кришна тэр одоо тогсноодыг харсан.
How expert they dance with peacocks.
Бид ямар одоо туршлагатайгаар гоёмсгоор одоо бүжгэж байгааг харсан.
The tail in the back.
Тэгээ хойно тэмсүүлтэй гоё.
And then they're dancing with the tail. Vibrating the tail like this.
Зүгээр хөдөлгөө.
Very beautiful. And then they're very expert in moving the neck.
Тэгээ хөдөлгөө юм маш ингээд туршлагатайгаар хөдөлгөж байсан.
Yeah, the whole body is like a static.
Бүх одоо биеийн ингээд хөдөлгөнгөө.
Only the head is moving.
Зүгээр толгоо.
Very expert in this.
Маш ихэд тийм туршлагатай.
I cannot do
it. Би хийж чадахгүй, чадахгүй.
You should not move the body.
Тэгээд нөө биеийг хөдөлгөх яаскгүй.
Only the head.
Зүгээр толгоо хөдөлгөх.
So Krishna saw this.
Тэгээд Кришна үүнийг харсан.
And he tried to imitate.
Тэгээд түүнийг дуурайх гэж оролдсон.
Started dancing like the
peacock.
Then he took one of the peacock feather.
Тэгээд нэг тогсны үдийг аваад.
Put it in his head.
Толгоон дээрээ тавьсан.
Hair.
Өвсн дээрээ.
And this way he accepted the peacock as his dancing guru.
Тэгээд ийм байдлаар тэр тогсог тийм өөрийнхөө бүжгийн одоо багш буюу гуру тийм хүлээж авсан.
Because I'm a dancing guru.
Тэр тогсол миний одоо бүжгийн багш, бүжгийн гуру.
So then we continue with the program.
Одоо хөтөлбөр өргөжлүүлээ.
What is next?
Одоо дараа нь юу вэ?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,